Live from the Thoroughbred Chevrolet Studios at the East Valley Institute of Technology, this is Wrench Nation on 88.7 The Pulse. Car talk, car culture, car tips, car music, all that is car. With your hosts, Frank and Steve.
Yes, Wrench Nation returns again here on 88.7 The Pulse. Frank and Steve, 480-655-8870. Talk or text your questions today at 480-655-8870. I'm Steve. He's Frank. Good afternoon, Frank.
Good afternoon to you, people. What is happening?
Nice to have you back.
Yes, sir. Nice to get in, but I'm sunburned.
You're sunburned. I'm pasty white still.
I...
Wait. You called this morning. I'm Pillsbury Doughboy white.
What happens... Listen, Arizonians, and if you're not from Arizona, now you know, but what happens is we sort of burrow in during the winter like a bunch of lazy pigs.
We hibernate.
And the minute it gets nice, but I got a formal complaint. Can I?
What? Okay. Go ahead.
Why is it when we're hiking our gorgeous mountains,
okay,
there's always one or two people that are wearing perfume or cologne? What is up with that?
Well, they want to smell nice for the scorpions.
I don't know, but it's sort of...
And the Gila monster.
I stink to the high heavens.
Rattlesnake.
And here's a guy wearing jewelry up on the top of the mountain. But I had a great week last week, Steve, and we are just happy to be here today. And we are talking a very, very important topic today. Used car scams.
Oh, used car scams.
On Craigslist.
Oh, now see, I purchased things on Craigslist before. I've never yet purchased a car.
Yeah.
All right, but I have purchased a doggy door on Craigslist.
Doggy doors.
They're
popular.
Okay, I purchased that on Craigslist. I purchased a washer and dryer.
Washer
and sold some.
That's right. You can get
refrigerator.
Just about anything.
You can.
You know what it reminds me of?
Swap shop in the 80s.
No, man.
On the radio.
Go back a few thousand more years. It reminds me of some sort of like Romanian bazaar.
Were you there?
Yeah, well, maybe. You know, Craigslist.
Okay, parking swap then. Swap meet on 40th Street in Washington.
Yeah, the original
there
gangsters
you go.
Of.
That's the original parking swap. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you can find some good stuff.
Yeah, sure you can.
But there's some of the stuff you gotta be careful.
You gotta be very, very careful.
Yeah, so let me ask you about your doggy door.
Go ahead.
How was that doggy door experience? I mean,
it was great. I mean, here's the deal.
What size?
Here's
what I thought. What kind of dog do you have?
Well, I have two dogs. I have one is a boxer pit bull, 100 pounds.
He eats a lot.
She's a large girl.
She's a large. Yep. She's eating a lot.
She's eating a lot. Well, she's like her father, me.
I could just imagine your backyard.
And then,
you know,
hey, crap happens.
So, what's the name of the beauty?
Her name is Coco. I'd call her Kizzo Kizzo.
Coco, iced tea, Coco.
Well, Co, like hot Coco.
Why Coco?
Because we couldn't think of a name. We figured what name should we call her, and we came up with Coco.
Coco.
And then the other dog,
100-pound Coco.
Yes, and then a 75-pound Delilah.
Wow, you've got a whole harem of them. Now tell me about we're gonna talk car talk here in a minute, but
this
for sure
talk,
but I just, you know, you guys know that Steve and I, well, we met like 4.1 weeks ago,
right? Exactly.
And
we started a show 4 weeks ago.
I swear I went to school with you in like kindergarten or something, but we're getting
I am
knowing,
a hot mess, I'm telling you.
Hey, and you know what, I'm right in there with you. That's what makes it special. But so tell me. So you got the two dogs.
Yeah, and I needed a dog door that went in the sliding glass door.
Okay.
Because when I had moved into a house that I didn't want to cut a hole I was renting.
Okay.
I didn't want to cut a hole in a wall. So I decided I would get one of those ones that goes in the sliding glass doors.
Now, did you put this in?
Well, no.
I'm looking for the mechanics of this.
I did not put it in. My roommate
put it in. You called somebody.
My roommate put it in. I found it. I called this guy on Craigslist, and he had it. And I'm like, all right, but one thing I did not do.
Yeah.
Is I did not meet him at my house.
No.
Instead,
man.
I met them at a public place where there were people around because I thought, you know, I don't want strangers coming to my house.
Right.
And I don't want to have to go to some strangers.
But house. I don't think strangers are going to mess with you.
Not with the dogs that big.
No, you got Coco and what was the
Delilah.
Yeah. That sounds like Gladiators Part 3 starring Coco.
People can come into the house and rip the whole place off. The dogs would give them kisses.
Oh, yeah, they're lovable.
Be carrying the TV out, going, oh, yeah.
Well, listen, we're talking dogs. And yes, guys and gals, this is a Car Talk show.
Dog Nation.
I want to give a special shout out to Sherry Butler. She's a champion for dogs. She's out there You know, just she's the gal to stand on that corner on Sunday and help these dogs out.
Awesome.
So I just shout out to Sherry Butler.
Yep.
And I want to thank everybody for getting on Facebook. I think it's time.
Well, we gotta give away the first winner.
Huh?
Yeah. Our first winner. Did you select our first winner?
We got a winner, people.
Yes. All right. So the rechargeable spotlight. I don't know why it says 1 million because it's not 1 million watts. But the rechargeable spotlight from Peak Performance, 345 lumens, very bright, integrated AC charger.
Wait a minute now. 345. That's like kind of lumens, but that's the amount of Facebook likes I think we got.
It's at 340.
It's close to that.
So it's close.
I'd like to announce the random winner. Where's the draw? Are you going to do this, Steve?
I got to find it.
Find it.
I keep it with my ding ding.
Listen, if you look at DJ in Wikipedia,
right,
you see Steve,
yeah,
Coco,
yeah,
and
whole picture. The whole picture. The whole damn
the whole
family.
Clan. That's
all
it.
Right, all right, so here we go.
All right.
Mike, drum roll. And the winner is...
Are we ready?
We're ready.
Facebook winner.
Yes.
The 1 million candlelight.
1 million.
Jason Mork.
Jason.
Thank you,
Mork.
Jason.
Oh, I think I have applause too.
All right, we got some. Did somebody text us?
I have Family Feud. I have cats.
Yes.
Let's play cats.
So, Jason Mork.
We had a lot of cats.
A lot of cats, baby. Hey, Jason, you're out there. We want to thank you genuinely. And actually, we'd like to thank all of our Facebook peoples out there. You guys rock. We're one community here to empower new car care. Once in a while, we have a little cat dog story.
Why not?
And sort of
we're real people.
But we're here to provide your car care, empower you with all kinds of car care goodness.
Do you have any questions?
Yeah.
Anything that's going wrong with your car, a sound, a smell, something isn't working right. It's shimmy shaking right on down to the grocery store. 480-655-8870. Frank is here, and he is here to answer your questions here on Wrench Nation. 480-655-8870.
Now, listen, I don't have a crystal ball.
Yes.
And I'm not that dude at late night, 1 o'clock in the morning, wearing the dreadlocks saying, hey, I can solve your problems.
Yes.
Just call in. I will tell everybody, 25 years in this industry, I love what I do. I hate the word success, and I hate the word guru, and I hate the word expert, but I'm passionate and have done a few things in the automotive industry. And we've got a whole network of people all over the country. And so if you got a car care conundrum, people, if the wax ain't waxing on or off on your clear coat, call in. If the carburetor is hesitating and not doing what it should do, call in.
We got to make like a song out of that.
We will.
Yeah.
You're a singer.
Well, I was also thinking, because you called in this morning when I was doing my Bill Clinton voice.
You were great, by the way.
I was thinking doing a version of Yesterday by the Beatles. Hillary, all my troubles seem to go away.
Don't get me started. You need to work on a Trump impression.
I'm working on that. I can get my Bernie Sanders down.
Oh.
That's just like, you know, Larry David, basically. All right, 480-655-8870 is the number, 480-655-8870. We'll talk to you next here on Wrench Nation, Frank and Steve.
Wrench Nation Car Talk tonight on 88.7 The Pulse.
Yes, Wrench Nation every Wednesday at 4 o'clock here on 88.7 The Pulse. Call us with any of your questions you have about your car. Is there a smell? Is there something you think is wrong? Do you need a second opinion? In a few minutes, we're going to talk about Craigslist scams, because they are out there. If you're buying a car through someone at Craigslist, Frank is here. I'm Steve, and we've got some phone calls. Our winner, who just won for liking us on Facebook, is on the phone. Jason, hello.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's happening, Jason?
I'm so happy I'm the winner. That's awesome. I never thought I'd be a winner for anything.
Well, you know, you're a winner every time you listen to our station,
you
Jason.
You do, man. You know, your ears have a lot of strength, and we appreciate you, my friend.
And we're a winner for having you listen.
That's right.
I love it. Now tell me a little bit about the thing I won. What did I win?
You won. Here, let me do
Go ahead. Do the official big announcement. Hold on. I got to see if I can find something real quick.
Hang on. Jason, we are going to do the runway reveal.
I got to get some cool music for this.
And just so you know, years from now, you are our very first giveaway. Surprise giveaway,
yes,
right here for you're going to go down in the annals of history for Wrench Nation.
I love it.
All
right, so here we go.
Music.
Here we go. We got a 1 million rechargeable spotlight made by Peak. It is integrated as an AC charger, and it has a whopping 345 lumens, almost like the amount of Facebook likes we got. This spotlight can be used in your car, in your refrigerator, underneath the sink, or in your bathroom?
I love it. I'm going to be scaring my kids with it.
When you're lurking outside in the middle of a blackout, this will save you.
I love it.
So we appreciate you, Jason. And if I remember correctly, you had called with the Toyota Highlander.
I did. I had the Highlander.
I remember that.
The malfunctioning window.
And you had the air mix door.
Yep.
Well, I got a lot of things wrong with it. The air mix blender was the big thing.
Yes.
$400 later, they told me exactly you were right.
Okay. Well,
good.
Make sure you got a good warranty and it's fixed. Move on. Start gardening. It's beautiful out there.
Just be happy it wasn't the compressor.
I know.
And I got a great shop. They took care of me. They're very nice. So.
Good. Excellent. Well, very good. We're happy for that. Stay in touch with us, and we truly appreciate you listening. And we're going to send this rechargeable 1 million light out.
You'll give it to you. All right, Jason. Thanks, man. Thanks for listening. All right. Now, before we go to our next caller, the next prize is the emergency kit, the Be Smart Get Prepared Car Emergency Kit. What's in it?
This is a very sleek.
Oh, here's what you want to announce what's in it. It's so many cool things.
We're just all about giveaways.
Okay, and this is going to be for 375. So we got to get up 35 at Wrench Nation on Facebook.
That's it. What was the number?
35.
35.
375.
375.
We need up 35. So you've got 2 weeks, basically. We got to get this up to 35 more in 2 weeks.
35, people. The pressure is on.
375 total. Let's do it. And you'll win. What is it?
And this is an auto emergency roadside kit. It has a booster cable, cable ties, duct tape, screwdriver, shop towel, all-purpose poncho, and a pair of expired lottery tickets.
that's always good. The Powerball from a few months ago, right?
Yeah.
A couple months ago when it was $210 billion. Dollars.
India just had their sweepstakes. So but this is a real nice kit.
All right. Well, we got another caller on the phone. We got Bridget on the phone. Hello, Bridget.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm calling in from
Pennsylvania. Oh, what if I lost her?
Bridget, lost you.
No, Bridget, call back.
Call back.
I pushed the wrong button. What button did I push? Bridget, call back.
Well, we lost. And I got to tell the listeners.
Who is it?
Well, I don't call her Bridget.
No?
This is my mom.
Oh, it's mommy. Mommy, call back. She's checking up on you.
Mom, call back if you're listening. This may take a while.
She probably thinks, he doesn't want me to call on the phone. He hung up on me. Mom, call back.
Call back. It's all good. And, you know, today we're talking Craigslist scams. And it's particularly, look, it's tax season. Tax season just means that we may buy something on Craigslist.
All right, there's Bridget. I think I got Bridget. Bridget, is that you?
Yeah.
Yay! All right, let's talk to Bridget.
I'm sorry. We're having terrible weather. It might be the
worst. No, it's my
problem. Hang on, everyone. This is Mama Leone. How are you, Mom?
I'm okay, but let me continue my question.
Yes,
you got it, Mom.
About this.
Yes.
Does one always have to put the same type of gasoline in the car?
Well,
in other words, if I go with Shell, can I once in a while put in something else? Or can I just like float around and go, I go to Exxon this time, or I go to Mobil another time?
Very good question. Coming from my mother. And by the way,
hi, Mom.
I love you very dearly. And actually, that's a very good question. We get a lot of folks that just sort of, as a culture, we've been branded people.
Well,
right? Yeah. And we have been branded, whether it be Nike or Adidas, we have our flavor. Listen.
I do.
Unless.
I'm 30 miles to the closest Shell station.
Oh,
whoa.
No.
Ridiculous.
But then you're wasting gas going into. Don't do that. Unless you're getting gas out of a metal bucket, you know, being dispensed by the local station guy, which may have took place back in the 40s,
right?
I don't think you have to worry about that. Now,
isn't it all pretty much the same thing?
They get it from the
same place.
It is all regulated. Now, I will say there is some truth to higher octane for some of your performance vehicles. Mom, did you buy a 16 Corvette lately like I told you? Are you driving a hot rod?
I'm not suicidal. What's the matter with you?
You have the GMC Terrain.
Yes.
All right. So this is, you're fine. Just go to the local neighborhood store. Now, and I can't prove this, but I've talked to a lot of people over the years and never was able to really track down a gas truck driver. But they do say, try not to fill up when they're filling the gas station with these monstrosities of these trucks, because you're going to stir up what they say is debris. Now, don't quote me on that. I've heard a lot of people say that. The fact is, unless you're driving a sort of a high-performance vehicle with high RPMs. Of course, the manufacturer will recommend a higher octane. Don't worry about it. Save the money for the garden.
Yep.
For the garden?
Thank you for calling Frank's mom.
Thank you, Woody.
Okay, thank you.
All right, take care.
We got Joey on the phone.
Joey!
Right? Joey, how's it going, man?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Awesome, man.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Casa Grande.
Nice.
Nice.
What kind of vehicle you have?
What was that?
What kind of vehicle do you have?
I have a 2004 F-150.
Okay. Nice. What's your question?
My question is this, is that I've had this truck for a while, for a few years now, and I've noticed recently that when I'm going down the road, like, for instance, if I'm at a stoplight and I go to accelerate, if I accelerate too fast, I get, like, this jerking from, it feels like, you know, like the rear end, like, is barely engaging.
So, Joey, this is Macarena syndrome. We talk about this often.
Yes.
Is that what that is?
Well, you feel like you're dancing, but you're really not supposed to be dancing behind the steering wheel. Is this correct? It's shaking. Is that correct?
It's not shaking. It's just like a
hesitation.
Like a hard jerk.
It has a hard jerk. Okay. So there's a couple things we got to ask. And ultimately, this is going to probably be a candidate where you have to get this looked at. But I have a few things that I can suggest for you. But I have a few more questions on that 04 Ford F-150. Does it do it at all temperatures?
Yes.
Okay. Is the check engine light on?
No.
Oh, that's good news. That's good news. So when you're at a light and you go to sort of take off, you feel sort of this hesitation and this jerking,
correct? A little kick, like clunk.
Like a clunk.
Yeah, well, it doesn't hesitate. Like, when I press on the accelerator, it doesn't hesitate to go, but, like, it starts rolling, but then I feel that jerk, like, a little.
All right, so I have a suggestion. Yeah. There's one thing. This 04 F-150 has probably got over 100,000 miles, correct? It's got some. Your F-150 does have over 100,000 miles.
Yes, it does.
Okay, so because the check engine light is not on, that's perhaps good news, okay? Because the systems are really dialed in. All the electronics, when there's a fault, that light will come on. That pesky check engine light. I want you to take a look at your engine mounts. If the rubber engine mounts are separated, think of rubber sandwiched between two metal brackets. Kind of like, you know, I don't know, donut. If you cut it in half, there's the jelly center. That's the rubber center. If that rubber
donut
gets separated, Steve, put the donuts away.
Sorry.
If the mounts are separated, that's going to exasperate your shift points and all the torque that's happening with your vehicle. Now, that's a best guess without looking at it, but you look at your engine mounts. When your engine mounts are bad, as you take off, they're going to sort of, you're going to feel a percussion like
a clunk.
Does
that mean it's going to fall out?
No, don't worry. You're fine. It won't fall out. But
the mounts are broken.
But they, I know it sounds horrible.
Yes.
Your mounts are broken. That's like going to a doctor. Your heart.
Yes, your heart's broken.
The blood pressure's up. Well, my wife just yelled at me.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling stressed, man. Right. But look at the engine mounts. I think that's a good starting point. Do me a favor, partner. Get on Facebook. We want to know what's going on, and we may just put that out on YouTube.
At Ranch Station, all right?
YouTube, we do the YouTube videos, and I may just point that out in the YouTube video. I'd like to know what the end result was at.
Awesome.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Joey. 480-655-8870. Any question you have about cars, about a smell, about a sound, about an action that your vehicle's doing, call us here at Ranch Nation. And like us on Facebook, because we need to get it up about the, let's see if we've picked up any likes today on Facebook. Wrench Nation. Oh, I got to refresh.
Wrench Nation.
No new likes today. We need some
likes.
That's
okay. The people don't know about us.
Well, they're driving, so they probably shouldn't
be
doing that while they're driving.
You have to give away more stuff.
More calls, and we're going to talk about the Craigslist scams in our next segment.
That's right.
Right here on Wrench Nation 88.7, The Pulse 480-655-8870. Join us on the conversation.
Ranch Nation Car Talk on 88.7 The Pulse.
Frank and Steve here, Ranch Nation, 88.7 The Pulse, every Wednesday, 4 o'clock. Car Talk, your calls and text at 480-655-8870. I love that your mom called in.
You know what?
Was that mom's first time on the radio?
First time ever, man.
I love that.
So we love you, Mom. But I got to say, Greg Buckley out of Delaware, he's listening, he rocks. Couldn't call in today, but Joey, if you're listening on the 04 F-150, Greg Buckley, another great shop out of Delaware, Wilmington, Delaware, you definitely, he's adding some things. He's texting, you know, you can text us the show.
Yep.
He said also, along with like engine mounts, and again, it's tough to diagnose this without physically looking at it. Make sure that you take a look at U-joints and take a look at the pinion gear. Very good points, Greg. Thank you for texting that in. And hey, if we've got our wrenches out there, you guys don't want to call in, but you've got some good input. This is a community. This is a community. And one more thing, Mom, you're listening. Greg also says you need to make sure that we're top tier rated, and that is essentially a tier one fuel. Most gas stations are tier one. Now, if you go to the gas station that's in the middle of nowhere and you see, you know, see a go-kart pulling up and, you know, the be careful.
That's my home state of North Dakota.
Oh, that's the key. And Greg Buckley, we appreciate you. And we have somebody else on the line.
We do. Alex is on the phone. Alex, hello.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good, man. Thanks
for
listening.
Where are you calling from?
From Patchy Junction, Arizona.
All right.
Nice.
We like that part of Arizona.
We're going to be out there this weekend.
Yeah, the Lost Dutchman Parade. We'll
yes,
be
sir.
Out there this weekend.
Come and see us, Wrench. Yeah.
All right. So what's what kind of car you got?
So, well, I'm my daily driver, I got a 2001 Civic with 170,000 miles.
Oh,
nice.
Boy.
I love it. We got to ring a bell for that one, baby. That's some good
ding,
mileage.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, you can put some mileage on a Honda. So what's going on with the Honda, Alex?
Well, it's my daily driver. I got a 3/4-ton truck that I can't drive to work.
Nice.
Driving gas. So, it overheated on the freeway all of a sudden.
Uh-oh.
By the time I noticed, my needle was, pegged out, so we pulled over, and the thing was smoking everywhere. I was thinking like there was oil leaky, oil smell. It didn't smell like a radiator at all.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so, and then I pulled over, and I got to tow it home. Problem is now it's overheating, like, within a mile.
Oh, that's not a good sign. Okay.
And, there's no water leaking, like, the radiator's still full, the system's not.
Yeah.
I'm thinking water pump or
definitely you're heading in the right direction, but I'm going to tell you something. This is valuable stuff right here, right out of the gate. Before we even find out what caused this overheating, the most important thing is what could have been affected. Remember this, okay,
right,
Alex?
The engine.
And I'm going to tell you right now, it's a simple test you can do. And if you're not comfortable, you can stop by my place or wherever you're at in town. I've got people all over town, all over the country. You need to do a block test, buddy.
Yep.
This is a serious test because what happens is you overheat your car. Okay, it's radiator. We put all that money in the radiator. We started up, still overheating. We've launched the head gasket, okay?
I've done this. I've destroyed an engine before.
So I'm just telling you, Alex, we hope not. Yeah, we hope not, but partner, make sure you do that block test. It's a specific colored fluid that goes, you run your engine and you put that snout of the block tester that you can get at Napa or any local good parts house, parts authority out there. And you can set that on top of the radiator and you're sniffing it. There's a little bellows, you squeeze it and it's looking for combustion gases in the coolant system. No bueno. That's just going to tell you right up front. Oh man, I got a head gasket. Because you know, you want to know that before you start water pumping and radiating and thermostating.
Sure.
So get on Facebook, partner. I want to follow up with you, and I may even just put that out on YouTube. You know what? That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to actually show you how to do that block test, real simple.
Okay.
It's a block test. Is something I can just rent, you said?
No, you can buy it. It's inexpensive. You know, if you're inclined to be a do-it-yourselfer, it sounds like it, you can buy this at, I recommend that you go to Napa, and you can buy this, and it's a quick test. And I'll have the video out if you can't wait for the video, but you'll see what I'm talking about. Just do the test beforehand. Now,
please, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
I wasn't sure where to go without, you know.
Yeah, you know what it is? You know what it is? You got a patient that comes in the emergency room. You know, they got to restore airway, breathing, circulation, all the major stuff, all the cuts on the knees and stuff. So know about the major stuff up front and follow up us on Facebook. We're always there for you 24/7, brother.
Okay, man. Well, awesome.
Thank you, Alex.
Hey,
thank you, buddy,
for calling. Any calls, any questions, 480-655-8870 is the phone number. I think we've got one of your friends, Julie, on the phone.
Julie, waiting patiently. Hey, Julie.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. I got to tell the listeners, we've got Julie. She's the co-owner of Integrity Auto out of Tucson.
Oh.
And Julie's also the chapter president of the Automotive Service Association down in Tucson. Julie is just a champion for our industry, And Julie, you know, we're talking about Craigslist scams, and we've had so many callers with sort of conundrums. We really haven't had to cover it.
Not yet.
So what I'm going to ask you, Julie, tell me what you're seeing in the garage that just makes everybody cringe. What can you tell us? Give us your golden tip before somebody buys a car on Craigslist. Go ahead.
Wow, the golden one.
The golden one. Put you on the spot, Julie.
You didn't tell her before?
The car is so different.
Yeah.
We always recommend that you take it into a second party to have it checked out.
Yeah, that's a golden tip for sure.
And get the records if you can. We have a lot of times where transmission or engine problems pop up.
Julie, this is Steve. I just wonder how many people don't do that. They actually just go, they turn the car on, it starts, it sounds fine. Yep, looks good to me, and just take it. I mean, is that really something that happens every day?
Oh, yeah. I preach about it all the time. I don't turn wrenches, per se.
Yep.
I'm out doing the marketing and the sales, sure. And that's one thing I talk about all the time, and I always have people come up and say, I hear you say this all the time.
Yeah.
I went and bought the car from my neighbor who said it was in great shape.
Right.
They brought it in. They now have $4,000 worth of work.
Yeah,
absolutely. I'm gonna throw out a tip here, and this it gets me damn upset. I can't curse on the show. I just want to right now, but I got a tip, and this is going on right now. Check engine light bulbs are being pulled out of the instrument clusters, people.
Oh, so this is
let me tell you what's going on, and we'll put this out on YouTube and show you. It is a simple thing you can check, but it is the most horrible, horrible. Damn it, I'm pissed when I hear about shit like this. Ah. They're pulling check engine light bulbs out. They have a problem with the car. A large, expensive catalytic converter type problem.
Right.
Or something else goofy, maybe shift issues with the transmission.
Yep.
They pull the cluster out. That's that information display with the speedo and the odo.
Is it that easy to do?
It is not difficult.
Okay.
And they pull that out, and these bulbs come out in 2 seconds. And so when you buy the car,
right,
you're turning it on, you're smelling it, you're feeling it, you're checking tires. You don't see any lights on. You don't think there's a problem. Well, guess what happens? You buy that car for a deal, and then you end up in a garage having to get through emissions.
Right.
And what I say to people is, you guys want to know how to check it and not... If you can operate a blender, people, you can do this check. So here we go. Most important, when you buy, if you have a potential car that you're looking at that you're going to buy, simple thing you can do. Turn the key on.
Okay.
Don't start it. There is what is known as a bulb test.
Oh.
All the lights come on.
I noticed it does that, but I never knew that was a test.
All the lights come on.
Everything will come on.
All. The check engine light is vital. That light needs to come on. It'll come on briefly and go off.
Oh.
Now, of course, if the car's running and the check engine light comes on, that's a different story. So people, please do that test, because I'm telling you, it is so difficult for wrenches around the country, mechanics around the country, and advisors and garages. We hate giving that kind of news. And I've got some more tips. We're just going to get right into it.
What do you think about the Carfax?
I think it's imperative.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what.
You get the VIN number and you run the Carfax.
If you're buying a car, now provided... You're not going to buy a 1972 Chevy.
You might.
The guy, maybe.
Chevelle.
But I'm just saying, if I'm selling a car, the first thing I'm going to do is provide a Carfax. I'm proud of the car I'm selling. I want to get a good amount of money.
So you're right. You should ask the seller for it.
Yeah. And
you have your Carfax, please?
That's right. Now,
that's a great idea. Actually, I bought a car used, and I went home. I actually drove it home from a dealer, and I ran the Carfax at the house.
Right.
And paid like 30, 40 bucks, whatever.
You can do that. I'm saying research everything. Now, a lot of people don't know, oh, shoot, where do I meet this individual when I want to look at the car?
Oh, yeah.
So here's another tip, people. This is what I like.
Yep.
I'm going to meet him at a local parts store that's next to a bank. And here's the strategy. If there's something going down and I feel, I got a parts house here. Now granted, parts people... And we have all the respect for parts countermen. They rock, but they're not, you know, they're not master mechanics.
No.
But I am in a well-lit place. I'm in a parts house.
Okay.
And if the deal goes well, we're going to talk more on the tips for that, I am next to a bank so I can get it notarized. So that's a way of doing that.
Yeah, sure.
Now, I will say, since we're talking about Craigslist scams, if you will, people, if you're going to, look, if you're a construction outfit and you're going to bring about 5,000 pounds of dudes off a construction site to buy an Astro van, a cargo van, different story. But if you're out looking at a cargo van or any any type of cargo style van,
right,
be careful. I'm not trying to be paranoid with people, but you know, you've got kidnappings. You've got
absolutely.
So be careful. Be aware of that. Anything. Take somebody, research
anything
it.
Can happen. Be now, careful. Another, my mom taught me to be paranoid.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
but you have to be careful with Carfax too.
Yes.
Why?
Because not everything is reported to Carfax.
Right.
Because
if they do it themselves.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you're going to a reputable place that all of your repairs are downloaded into Carfax,
right,
like our system will say every repair that's done into Carfax.
Okay.
But not every location you go to does
that.
So
that's
if
right.
you take it to a shop that does not have the right system to download it, you never know what's properly been.
Okay.
Carfax is certainly not bulletproof, but we're on the lines right. of resources and investigations.
So let me say if somebody comes into your shop, brings in the car, says, hey, I might buy this car. I want to have you look at it. I mean, what is the cost roundabout at a shop to do that?
Anywhere from $60 to $120,
okay.
$130,
okay.
$140.
I mean, I happen to know, I know somebody that I use for years.
Yes.
And he just hooked up and said, let me look
at it. And there are those out right. there. We're not. The thing is, with the inspection, that's the time when the NASA telescope comes out. You're
yes.
gonna. I mean, the mechanic is going to go through it.
Right, and look thick, at the frame and everything.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, listen, since we're on the subject of the VIN number, everyone knows the VIN number, vehicle identification number. That is sort of the DNA of the vehicle.
Right.
There's other ways. You want to make sure there's no outstanding recalls.
Okay.
You know, it may be covered by the dealer, but it's going to be time out of your
right.
schedule,
sure.
things like
sure.
that. So do that research. And, you know, it's really key. And you know what? If you can request not only the Carfax, but also get the history of the vehicle from the buyer.
Okay.
The seller. You're golden. That you're on the right path. Now, I have another tip, man. This is another thing. It's very plain as day, and it exists. Typically, if there is a long-winded personal story, for example, my daughter is ill and my husband's going to Iraq, and you've got this two or three paragraph about drama,
sure,
higher risk, studies have shown, you can find that on the internet, studies have shown, you want a clear, concise, and lots of pictures.
They try to play on your feelings.
They play on it.
Right, and also, not only does that work to get you to buy the car, but to get you to pay what they want for it.
And speaking of pay, no such a thing will you, if you're listening to Wrench Nation and we find out we're coming after you,
yep.
the Wrench Posse, you guys cannot pay via any electronic Wells.
Don't pay by check.
Well, you want a cash.
Okay.
You can do money order in
right.
a bank, notarized.
Right.
My thing is form of payment. There's a lot of people saying, hey, I've got an eBay account. It makes them look more well-established.
Right.
And you get on it, you research eBay, and they don't. And they're
right.
saying, hey, pay me on eBay.
Or PayPal.
PayPal. And again, I'm not knocking Western
no.
Union. I'm just
right.
saying that the risk goes up a lot when people start formulating these, like, you know, these transactions.
Well, see, I wouldn't give somebody a personal check because now with routing numbers and everything,
no,
I mean,
you gotta
anybody
be careful.
Can take money out of your account anytime they want.
That's
I
right.
see people wait in line, like, you know, older people at the grocery stores who still pay with checks.
Right. But back to
especially
the mechanical.
Especially North Dakota, yeah.
We want to talk more mechanical.
Yeah.
There's a lot. In fact, look, Craigslist will tell you. They have, you know, they'll do their best to try to forewarn. And not everything on Craigslist is going to be sort of this paranoid situation.
No.
I just want everyone out there to know there are some of these scams, and it costs you some money. Now, look, on average, if you buy a vehicle, and Julie, you know this, you're going to have to put some money into it, right? If you find a golden egg and it doesn't going to cost you any, you're going to have to go through it, make sure all the rubber's good,
sure.
brakes are good,
right.
get that summer ready, and so on and so forth. But mechanically, what you really want to be aware of, I mentioned this, is that check engine light. And the other thing that we're seeing is it's really simple. If the tags are approaching expiration,
uh-huh.
be aware that somebody
right.
may be trying to play an emissions game. In other words, they can't get through emissions.
So they got to get rid of the car.
They got to dump it. So easy thing to do, mm-hmm. check registration the month. If you're looking at like next month it's expired, you want to kind of ask more questions about why they're selling it and why. And if they're willing to get it to pass emissions.
Well, that's what I'd do. I'd say, well, why don't you go and renew it right now? And I will, you should eat that cost, not me.
That's right. So be aware of that. Craigslist can be a great place, but it can be a dark and eerie place.
Yes.
So be careful of that.
And there's hookers on there.
Oh, no. No.
If you're looking for a used car, go to whichever shop that you use and ask
yes.
them. Because we get a lot of clients and we've serviced their cars for years,
yep.
and a spouse passes away or they're moving, and we can get you a great deal too.
Always refer. Look, I always say hug a mechanic because they are truly special. They're going to help you. You go see your local mechanic. Guy, your gal, you
get that relationship going for years, and they'll just take care of you.
They will. Yeah. And you know what? They'll lift you up. They'll hug you. They have good coffee waiting.
I tell you, my uncle had that his entire life. Everybody would come to him because he was just honest, and he was everybody's friend that he knew for years. And whenever they had a problem, they went to that local mechanic, and man, he would take care of them.
And you know, if you're listening and don't have somebody, you haven't developed a relationship, get on a Facebook. We have a whole network of people, good guys and gals.
In your area.
In your area. And so just be aware of that. I appreciate Julie. Julie, you rock. Go see Julie at Integrity Auto if you're down in Tucson. Julie's doing amazing things on Ina Road. You can visit Integrity.
Oh, you can hear us all the way almost to Ina Road. So you can tune in 88.7 sometime, Julie.
I listen every week.
Oh, good.
Yes, you rock.
I have to correct Frank on something because I told Javier to listen today.
Oh, Javier.
With Spectrum Auto Body Shop. He is the president of ASA of Tucson. Oh. I am state chair.
Well, thank you.
Oh.
I am. You know, this is the problem. This
what's
is
the difference?
Julie and I go back.
Oh,
to,
I get state chair. I see.
We go back to 1972. And Javier, if you're listening, I love you, baby. It's all good.
I was born in 1971.
You guys rock, and I thank you guys. IntegrityAutoRepairs.com. Go check it out, and we'll give you shout outs on Facebook. Julie, you rock.
See you, Julie. All right, thanks
thank
for
you.
Being on.
Take
all right.
Care.
More of your calls at 480-655-8870. Do you have any questions about anything to do with your car? All right, car repairs, buying a car, car smells, car's not doing the right thing, call us. 480-655-8870. If you have a question today, tell you what, next 15 minutes, we'll give you Arizona Renaissance Festival tickets. We get you on the air, okay? 480-655-8870. Wrench Nation.
Wrench Nation Car Talk on 88.7 The Pulse.
Ah, yeah, it's Steve and Frank, Wrench Nation. Wrench Nation on Facebook. We picked up 10 likes today.
Yoo-hoo,
so
we
far,
are excited.
We need
you.
To pick up 25 more in order to give away the next prize, the emergency kit.
And we got
to
tell people why.
Because why?
Well, Facebook is sort
yes.
of, that's like our home plate.
Okay.
I don't have.
I like Facebook.
Facebook is our home plate. We have our announcements. We have all the shows that we're doing.
Right.
YouTube videos. We get on there. We actually take.
And
them.
You can ask questions on Facebook.
Yes, it is. I mean, right. It is just an amazing platform. I'm not going to meet you at Snapchat, although maybe I don't know.
Someday.
Someday. Right now we gotta.
Right now, one at a time.
One at a time. Yes.
One at a time. Facebook, Wrench Nation, and of course we'll draw a winner. What we do is we take all the likes that we have. And then we just randomly say, we basically kind of slim it down and go, that one wins.
That's
right.
It's as simple
as that. It's just magic, all right? You might be that magic person. Chances are, if we know you personally, you're not going to win. But if you're a new fan, you'll win.
This isn't the federally run politics here.
Listen, this isn't a political campaign. We're not paying people off here.
No, we just would love to give stuff to you, the listener of Wrench Nation here on 88.7 The Pulse. You can call us too at 480-655-8870. Any question you have about anything to do with cars, that's why Frank is here. Frank, give him a little background about you real quick again.
Yeah, you know, I didn't realize this when I was a kid. You know, my mom, if mom, you're listening, you're awesome. You rock. You
thanks,
really
mom,
do.
For calling.
Love you. Mom's never called into the radio show, but... Yeah. We used to get away. Mom would scrape her pennies up and send us over to Germany. You know, I was born in Germany.
All right.
And I would visit with my uncle. And he owned a beer distributorship.
Okay.
And I would help him tinker with the cars.
Okay.
Had no idea. Later, fast forward later after a whole slew. I won't give you all the boring in between. There's some actually pretty goofy things. But I started with my father-in-law after I got out of the military doing everything wrong. I hated it. I hated it in 1990. You know, I opened up my first garage after working. I left the in-laws. I knew I couldn't work there, with all respect. But I ended up at the dealership. And then they were bought by AutoNation. And I'm not knocking AutoNation, but they said, hey, we're going to transfer you. I towed my toolbox. And they said, who are you?
Well, they transferred you to nowhere.
They fired me. So
here's your trans. You're like the guy on Office Space.
Oh, it's just
I got my toolbox.
I got my tool. Exactly. So I was devastated. I was really devastated and confused. Sure. I had about 6 years or so behind me, and I ended up opening my first garage, you know, in 1995-ish, 96.
And where was that?
That was in by Sunny Slope, 19th Avenue in Mountain View.
All right.
And, you know, I had that shop for 6 years, blood, sweat, and tears, doing everything wrong. I had a passion for people and always doing what was right, but had no clue of how to run a business.
Right, right.
So, you know, we ended up selling that, and we opened up Desert Car Care Chandler in 2004.
Dobson and Chandler Boulevard.
Yeah. And, you know, we just have, and now it's all about, you know, the culture of the industry and helping. My passion is really helping people out. And
well, I see you. You're like everywhere on Facebook, on Twitter. You're like everywhere at different shops. It's what was it the other day? Hold on. You had the guy about competition.
Yeah, no,
A guy who has a garage right by you.
I personally visit so many garages. Some of that has to do, you know, I'm chapter president of the Automotive Service Association.
Okay.
I don't like the title.
Right.
Okay, I don't need the title.
Right.
But the fact is, the guy down the street, if he needs my help or I need his help, that's what it's about. Yep. Long gone are the days where, you know, we start talking about competition.
I love that. I wish it was way in radio.
You know what? How dirty your bathroom is.
Right.
For the women or the men. Men are sloppier. How much training?
Men are sloppier.
I mean, there's so much. We can go on and on. So I'm really just passionate about it. I spend a lot of my time within the industry, and it's not a perfect thing. And my thing is this Wrench Nation we've been working on for a long time.
Yep.
And it's our baby. It's our show, but it's our community. And, you know, this isn't sort of this sort of condescending approach, man. This is a community. We don't know everything.
Right.
You know, and in our garage down there on Chandler and Dobson, we got a great crew. We're going to give a shout out to the boys and girls down
there. Hello, crew.
Hello, crew. They're working. You better be working on cars.
Better be listening and working on cars.
So, you know, this is a great format. We've had an amazing, overwhelming, actually, response. I didn't expect the responses we've had. And so now it's just really getting some good tips out to everyone. And I want to bring in, the key to this show is we want to bring in other rock stars from across the nation.
Absolutely.
And don't forget, hug a mechanic.
Hug a mechanic.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do.
I have to hug you before you
I'm
go?
I'm going to walk in a Safeway and just do a live hug a mechanic.
Should I put on some music?
Yeah, exactly. You know, we were talking about the scams on Craigslist, and I don't want to alarm people, but there's another thing. It comes up a lot. And that is a salvage title.
Oh, yes. What does that mean?
Well, typically salvage titles, you know,
I've heard it. I don't know what it means.
The car price, this is what's attracting people.
Right.
Is it 30 to 40%? Sometimes you get 60%. Okay. What happens is the salvage title just means the car was in a wreck.
Okay.
And perhaps that individual didn't fully restore it properly, or the insurance company said, hey, and Javier, you're listening in Tucson. You can call in. You are the collision expert, my friend. But perhaps they just took the insurance check that the insurance company said, the car, we're not investing in. It's not. And this is what we'll settle on. Now, there's a market for salvage cars. And I can't say that they're all bad. Just understand you may have an airbag light on because somebody didn't want to spend $1,000 to replace an airbag.
Right.
You may have fender issues. You may have frame issues. So I will tell you, if you're looking at a very, very inexpensive salvage car, more to speak to the fact that you need to go to your local rock star mechanic and he will pick it with a fine tooth comb. And you know what? If it's safe and it's fine and you're okay, perhaps you're only driving 20, 30 miles a day, you don't care about an airbag light and you don't need an airbag and it just needs to serve your purpose, then great. But if you've got, you know, if you're a soccer mom and you've got the kids and stuff, maybe not the greatest thing in the world.
I'm proud now because I have a good question.
You rock.
All right. What if somebody like owes like a title loan or something on their car and they try to sell it?
So one of the key things when you're going out to meet the seller,
right?
You're in a very well lit parking lot. I prefer buy a parts store right next to a bank. That's my little strategy.
Or near a cop.
Or meet at the police station.
I've done that.
If you've got to meet at the police station to buy a car, there's something wrong.
I've done that.
But what you need to do is immediately right out of the gate, we want to see registration.
Right.
I want to see car history and I want to see insurance because guess what?
Right.
I have to drive the car with somebody.
Uh-huh.
And it's his car or her car.
Sure.
They need to be insured.
Right.
And I want to see a clean title.
Right.
And in some states they differ. And I'm not too familiar with the outside of Arizona, but they're colored differently. I think they're orange or pink or different. Bottom line is you do that research. You make sure that you have all those ducks in row Do the research. There are good
buys. I guess you can't get the physical title if somebody has a title loan on it because usually they have a lien on it, right?
Yeah, the lien just means, you know what?
Right.
Uncle Louie or Aunt Sally, somebody, you owe somebody. You can't be selling it. And so you want to make sure that paperwork is squared away and certainly get the mechanical check, man. There's just so much pain out there if you don't get it inspected.
You got a little news? Hold on.
The Wrench Nation Wild and Wacky News on Wheels.
Oh, yeah. What's going on this week, Frank?
Well, we're all familiar with the brand of Volkswagen, Das Deutschlander vehicle out of the Deutschlander, you know. But many of us don't understand. Volkswagen has a line of spiced sausage.
They do?
Yes, it is produced by Volkswagen. It is the currywurst or wurst.
Does it give you gas?
But the sausage branch of Volkswagen actually does really good. It actually beats sales in volume. Of course, they don't beat sales in dollars, but they're selling millions of these curry spice. I don't know why they're curry. It says curry spice sausage.
Curry spice. Curry. Stephen Curry.
Stephen Curry.
I just think of that.
So if you're ever at a Volkswagen dealership, you need to ask them.
Will they give you sausage there?
I have never seen this in my life.
Didn't they used to have a car called a rabbit?
Yes.
Rabbit sausage.
I know it. Well, no, it wasn't. No, you can't do that. But the German street meat at the company's headquarters is in Wolfsburg, Germany.
Okay.
And you can
get wolf sausage.
Yes. So get your sausage. They sell millions of pounds of sausage.
Sausages.
Yes. And just so you know, for the record, Volkswagen did sell. Now, Volkswagen is going through some conundrums.
Yeah. Aren't they doing a new bus, I heard?
They've got to do a lot right
they're
now.
They're doing a bus. They're doing a new bus. They're bringing back the bus.
They did sell 6 million cars last year. Oh, and, you know, they've got this ongoing diesel scandal. They'll get through it.
Yeah.
They'll get a couple of people are in trouble.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're going to bring out that sausage line a little bit more.
Sausage and cheese for you, sir.
Yeah, and another story we've got here out of Nevada. If you don't know, now you know.
Robots can start driving vehicles.
Well, Google has the Google car.
Yes, this is strategy. You know, if you're a robot, you can actually apply for a driver's license in Nevada.
I'm scared about that.
Now, you can't vote yet. Robots can't vote. I heard last night was a conundrum. Right. But that is your
Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, that's your weird automotive news for a Way Back Wednesday.
Well, that does it for today, Frank. Wrench Nation will be back next Wednesday at 4 o'clock. I did find the mechanic song.
Yeah, there you go.
So as we go out today, I shall hug you.
Don't get steamy with me,
brother.
Do
this.
Don't be lighting candles.
We love you. Thanks for listening. You guys rock.
We'll see you next week, Wrench Nation, at 4 o'clock. Of course, always taking your calls, Frank. We'll see you then.
Stop crying, Steve. It'll be better, I promise.
All right. Out of the pukey hugging music, all right? See you next week.
Rock on.